Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Be an Anti-Racist is a 2019 nonfiction work by historian and scholar Ibram X. Kendi that combines memoir, social critique, and political analysis. Rather than treating racism as only a matter of personal prejudice, the book defines it as the interaction of racist ideas and racist policies that generate racial inequity. Kendi argues that the correct response is not passive neutrality, but active anti-racism, meaning ongoing support for policies and practices that produce equity. The book is organized around concepts such as power, class, space, gender, sexuality, and behavior, and it uses Kendi's own intellectual and moral development as a guiding thread. As a result, the work functions both as a personal account of growth and as a framework for understanding how racism operates across institutions and everyday life. It is aimed at readers who want a more action-oriented understanding of racial justice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central claim that not racist is not enough, Kendi's most distinctive argument, is that the opposite of racist is not simply not racist, but anti-racist. This distinction matters because neutrality can allow inequity to continue untouched. In the book, a person is racist when they support racist ideas or policies, whether through action or inaction, and anti-racist when they support policies that create equity. That framework shifts the discussion away from intentions and self-description and toward effects. A reader cannot rely on declaring good motives or rejecting overthattered. The important question is whether one is helping sustain or dismantle inequity. This is one reason the book is so challenging. It refuses the comfort of passive moral identity, and instead makes racial justice a matter of constant decision-making. The argument also helps explain why Kendi sees anti-racism as an active practice rather than a fixed label. People can move between racist and anti-racist positions, depending on what they say and do in each moment. Secondly, racism as a policy system rather than a collection of bad attitudes. A major contribution of the book is its insistence that racism should be understood structurally. Kendi defines racism as a marriage of racist policies and racist ideas that produces and normalizes racial inequities. This means the focus is not only on individual bias, but on the institutions and rules that shape outcomes in housing, education, health, labor, and criminal justice. By locating racism in policy, the book explains why inequity can persist even when many people claim to reject prejudice. It also clarifies why changing attitudes alone is insufficient. Policies create conditions, ideas are then produced to justify them. This causal order is central to Kendi's analysis and gives the book its analytical force. Readers are pushed to examine not just who is biased, but which rules, incentives, and systems distribute harm unevenly. The practical implication is that reform must target laws, standards, and institutional practices, because those are the mechanisms through which racial hierarchy becomes durable and normalized. Thirdly, memoir as evidence, Kendi uses his own evolving views to test the framework. The book is not written as a detached theory manual. Kendi uses autobiography to show how anti-racist understanding develops through self-examination, error, and revision. He describes his own movement through different phases of thinking, including periods shaped by racist ideas and later periods of deeper critique. This personal structure matters because it demonstrates that anti-racism is not a static moral identity, but an ongoing process of learning. It also gives the book credibility as a reflective work rather than a purely ideological one. Kendi does not present himself as having always been correct. Instead, he treats his own intellectual history as evidence of how racism can inhabit even those who oppose it in principle. That approach makes the book more demanding, because readers are asked to scrutinize themselves with the same honesty. The memoir element also prevents the analysis from becoming abstract. By connecting concepts to lived experience, Kendi shows how race, schooling, ambition, and social belonging shape understanding over time. Fourthly, the book reorients attention from prejudice to the production of inequity. Another important theme is the book's insistence that the key test is not whether a policy or belief sounds fair in the abstract, but whether it produces equity or inequity in practice. This principle appears throughout Kendi's discussion of discrimination, institutions, and unequal outcomes. He argues that some forms of discrimination can be anti-racist if they reduce inequity, while others are racist if they sustain hierarchy. That is a demanding standard because it forces readers to evaluate results rather than slogans. It also helps explain why Kendi is critical of approaches that focus mainly on changing minds or encouraging vague harmony. In his framework, those responses can leave the structure of inequity intact. The book therefore asks readers to think like policy analysts as well as moral agents. They must ask what a rule does, who benefits, who is harmed, and whether a system actually closes gaps. This focus on consequences gives the book its practical edge and makes it useful for readers interested in institutions rather than only interpersonal behavior. Lastly, an intersectional account that extends beyond race alone, Kendi broadens the discussion of racism by showing how it connects with class, gender, sexuality, body type, culture, and geography. This does not mean the book abandons race. Instead, it argues that racial hierarchy works through multiple social categories at once. The result is a more layered account of inequality, where racism is seen as part of a larger system of false hierarchies. By tracing how racial ideas interact with other forms of valuation and stigma, the book avoids reducing injustice to a single axis. It also helps readers recognize that people are often sorted and judged through overlapping assumptions about worth, behavior, and identity. This broader lens is important because it shows how racism is reproduced not only through explicit racial language, but also through norms that shape who is treated as civilized, intelligent, dangerous, respectable, or normal. The book's intersectional perspective therefore expands anti-racism beyond one issue area and situates it within a wider critique of social ranking and inequality. In conclusion, How to Be an Anti-Racist is best suited for readers who want more than a general discussion of prejudice. It will be especially valuable to people interested in race theory, public policy, education, health equity, and social ethics, because it offers a framework for evaluating institutions rather than merely describing bias. The book is intellectually useful for readers who want to understand why racial inequity can persist even in environments where overt racism is publicly rejected. It is also practically useful for those trying to think about what anti-racist action looks like in daily life, organizations, and policy debates. What sets the book apart from many other anti-racism texts is its strict conceptual structure. Kendi does not begin with reassurance or consensus. He begins with definitions that force readers to confront the relationship between ideas, power, and outcomes. The memoir element further distinguishes it, since the argument is grounded in the author's own changing understanding. The result is a book that is both analytical and personal, and that asks readers to move from awareness to measurable action. For that reason, it remains one of the most influential recent books in the field of racial justice. If you would like to support Ibram X. Kendi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.